giving you the sound philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Do you remember a girl? A very special girl. For to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
Sunny, 101.3.
Ready for game number four of the semifinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament tonight here in Wymore, Nebraska. It's the Johnson-Brock Eagle Boys, the number one team in Class D1 in the state of Nebraska, 17-0 on the season, taking on the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend here tonight at Wymore in our final game of the night. Randy Gatula.
John, you mentioned this is the fourth of our four games we have for you, recapping the results. If you weren't tuned in for the previous three games you heard here on Sunny 101.3, our first game of the afternoon, the 3 o'clock game, saw the Sacred Heart Irish Girls defeating Nebraska City Lords in overtime. The final in that one was 44-41. After that, we had the 6 o'clock game that saw the Johnson-Brock Eagle Girls defeat Diller O'Dell 47-36. In boys' action, it was Tri-County over Pawnee City 48-35. So that sets up the championship in the girls' bracket. Sacred Heart will face Johnson-Brock. That game will be played at 6 o'clock Saturday evening here at Southern High School. The boys' championship, Tri-County, will face the winner of this upcoming game between Johnson-Brock and EMF That'll be at 7:30 Saturday evening. Third place game. Let's see, John, help me figure out where we're at there. We've got Pawnee City in the boys' third place, and they'll be facing the loser of this one. That game will be played at 4:30 on Saturday. 4:30? What it shows.
No, 4:36. Okay.
Yep.
3 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. So three games on Saturday.
4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7:30.
Right.
Boys third place, boys and girls championships. A lot of basketball coming up. Busy
hey,
week.
What do you think if Johnson Brock wins this game?
Well, yeah. That's.
Then it would only be two.
Yeah, you're right. Wait a minute.
Chances are.
Johnson Brock wins this. They've got Tri-County, but we've got Pawnee City in the boys'
third place game.
Yeah.
But as I said, if Johnson Brock were to lose this,
then we'd have Johnson Brock and Pawnee City. You're right. Well, we're going to think on the positive
but
side.
But Johnson Brock fans, don't worry. That probably won't happen.
My friends down in Nemaha County don't even want to hear me discuss that possibility right now.
The bus made it. All the players are here. The coach is here. So, I mean, you won 25 in a row, Randy, you expect to win.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this one. First of all, for Exeter Milligan Friend, Coach Brian Arp will go with Mason Bossler. Bossler, 6 foot and a junior. Brecken Shoulder. Shoulder, a senior at 6'1". Mikey Bartu. Bartu is 5'11 and a junior. Zach Bossler, a sophomore, is 6'3". And Grady Bresson. Bresson is a freshman at 6'4". The Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats come in here at 11-6. On the season. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They are 17-0. They've won 25 in a row dating back to the 8 wins they finished up last season with. They'll go with Sloan Pelican, a 5'9 senior, averaging 7.7 points per ball game. Camden Dollinghouse, 6'2 and a junior. He averages just under 15 points a game. Brody Kaler, a 6'2 sophomore, 14 points per contest. Cason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, a 6'2 junior, averaging 10.5 points per game. And Leighton Barons, a 6-foot senior. He averages 4.6 points per ball game. John, when you look at these average points per game, the Dollinghouse is 14.7 and 10.5. Taylor at 13.9. And you got all these people averaging in double figures. On any given night, any one of those kids can hit threes and go off on you for 30 points, so you never know who you're going to have to defend here.
No, and they share the ball very well.
Johnson Brock, as we said, 17-0 coming into this one. Lucas Dollinghouse is their head coach.
I was talking to Coach Dollinghouse later. The Eagles were down to play Sacred Heart a couple weeks ago, and he came up talking to me before we got started. He said, yeah, this is my ninth year. Really? Already? Time flies.
They go by in a hurry, don't they?
They do.
Well, I remember the twins when they were little bitty out there chasing after the basketball.
4 or 5 years old.
Yeah. They were standing on the ends chasing after the basketball while the Eagles were warming up, just waiting for their time. And you know what? It's their time. Here they are. The Dollinghouse twins are juniors now. Cason and Camden. I remember telling Lucas back when they were 7th and 8th graders, I was watching junior high basketball, and I said, Coach, you're going to have a lot of fun the next 4 or 5 years. And he says, I sure hope so. And you throw Brody Kaler into the mix hitting those three-pointers, and I don't know who you concentrate on, any one of the three of them. You know, John, it's one thing for a team in these smaller schools to have one or two pure three-point shooters. But they've got three of them.
Yeah.
That's just remarkable.
Well, Pelican shoots it well, too.
Yeah.
Sure all does. Right, stepping into the center circle, it'll be Brody Kaler for Johnson Brock. Zach Vossler, 6'3 and a sophomore, and it will be Bobcat basketball to start the ball game here tonight. Up the floor comes Ian. Saw that early in the season. They played down at Sacred Heart, saw that game. Game won by the Irish with the ball. They're working around Vossler. On the perimeter now as they continue to work the ball outside the Johnson Brock zone defense here. A little 2-1-2 zone by Johnson Brock. With it, Mason Vossler on the right side, out top to Mikey Bartu. Back to go, swinging around the perimeter with it. Schluter over there, now back to the right side. Vossler makes a move to the right block, throws it across the lane, and a turnaround off the glass, up and good for Brecken Schluter. So the first 2 points of the ball game belong to Ian. To the front, Pelican. off the right side now to Kaysen Dollinghouse. They'll get the ball away to Kaler. Pelican, Kaler for three, left side of the circle, and he knocks it down to start the ball game. And it's 3-2, Johnson Brock with the lead.
If you're the opponent, that's not a good sign to see Brody Kaler sink that first one.
No. Out top on the right side, Schluter with it. Throw it across the left side to Bossler, and he'll go back to the top to Mikey Bartu, who sets the offense. They try to go low on the right block there for Bossler. That is Zach Bossler. In the paint, now back out to Mason Bossler. Three ball, too strong. And it goes all the way across the top of the rim and off the leg of one of his teammates on the far side. So Johnson Brock with their second possession. Coming up the floor. Ahead it goes. Camden Dollinghouse out to Kaler. Missed that one. And it'll be Camden Dollinghouse. Jason rather fighting for the rebound. It's out of bounds, knocked away by the Bobcats. Eagle basketball. Pelican will trigger from the baseline. He'll get it to Kaler on the right side. He'll use up his dribble, needs some help, gets the ball away now to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden backing out with the dribble. Looking underneath, now comes to Kaysen on the left side wing. He'll go baseline, rolls it up off the backboard, no good. It found its way back to him on the other side of the rim, and he lays it up and in and gets fouled.
He got the follow shot to drop and was fouled. He'll go to the line for the and one. Mason Bossler called for the foul, his first, and of course team foul number one.
2 minutes gone by. Johnson Brock up 6-2 as the free throw is knocked home by Kaysen Dollinghouse. And up the floor, Mikey Bartu. Through the circle of midcourt, off the left side, tipped by Kaler. We get through there to Mason Bossler. Mason Bossler on the right side with the ball now to Schluter. Skips it over to the right side. Now they go to the high post with it to Bresson. And out of the right side, a three-pointer, no, and a follow shot. Catch and put back by by Mason Bossler. And it's 6-4. Camden Dollinghouse to the front. Off it goes Kaysen. He'll go to the post with it. Barron's back out now. Kaler, right side, driving, trying to, is Camden Dollinghouse. And the ball's out of bounds off of the Bobcats. Sloan Pelican, the trigger from the baseline again. Out top to Kaler, between the circles, makes the catch. Looks left, comes off to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Inside, Barron's open. Can't get it in off the bank. Rebound grabbed up by Zach Vossler. Ahead to the floor we go. Bartu to the front court. He'll leave it for Schluter. High post with it. Zach Vossler, rather, excuse me, that. Now Bartu with it. Back out now down low. Bresson with it. The free throw line. Johnson Brock packed back in that zone. Going to make him shoot him out of it here if I can. Schluter with it. Right side to Mikey Bartu. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. 6-4, Johnson Brock. Here's a ball tipped from behind. Out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Off a hand to Pelican. Out of bounds. It'll be Bobcat ball in front of the Eagle bench.
Sloan Pelican tried so hard not to touch that basketball. He couldn't help himself.
Take the ball ahead. Schluter passes off. Gets it right back. He'll throw it across to Mason Voss right near the midcourt circle. High post to Preston. They try to move the ball to get an open shot. The defense, even in a zone, active and not giving any room to work with a shot. Bresson out top. Looks to the high post to Schluter. Out to the right wing. Three ball on the way. No good by Mikey Bartu. Rebound Camden Dollinghouse ahead to Kaysen. Pushing it all the way in. Pulls up off the rim. No good. The rebound grabbed by Zach Vossler. Ahead to Mason Vossler on the left sideline. He'll go to the front court off to Schluter. Right side, they look in, saw the man too late in the middle. That was Vossler of his act, but he was covered up immediately. Here's a three-pointer, in and out, no good on the right side by Bartu. And we got a ball going to the Bobcats.
Went off Camden Dollinghouse down there. Camden fighting for that rebound, lost the handle on it.
Back out top, Mason Vossler takes the inbound pass. Right side with it to Schluter. To the left sideline, Mason Vossler holds the ball, passes off, gets it right back, stands there, and the wing turns in the paint, turn around, up, no good, offensive rebound
by Grady Bresson. No good off the miss of Zach Vossler. And a foul on Johnson Brock.
Going to go on Kaysen Dollinghouse. On Dollinghouse, that's his first personal, first team foul of the quarter.
At the free throw line, the Bobcats. And a free throw for Grady Bresson is up and good. He'll have another one coming here. It's 6-5. Johnson Brock with the lead. Quick start for the Eagles, and now they've been scoreless here for a couple of minutes. Shot up on the free throw, won't go. Rebound, Kaler ends up with it. Kaler will bring it up himself. Left side, Pelican three ball, left side circle, nothing but the bottom of the hole there.
I talked about the Dollinghouse brothers and about Kaler. Sloan Pelican says, don't forget about me. I can hit a three.
Good shooter. Right side with it, taking high post for Bresson. Swing it outside, now around, back to Schluter. Inside, off the glass, up, no good. Shot put up there by Zach Vossler, the rebound. Caden Dollinghouse to Pelican. He'll kick it out to Camden Dollinghouse. Three ball won't go. Rebound, Grady Bresson on the run the other way. Splits two defenders, left hand up and good. So that two-pointer, good.
Grady Bresson with a sweet move there, John.
7-9, 7, Johnson Brock. Pelican out top. Left side with a pass now to Behrens. Back out to the top with it. Kaysen Dollinghouse over to Kaler again. Kaysen to the top to Camden. Behrens on the right side. Kaysen flashes the middle. Takes the pass. Foul from behind by Mason Vossler, who picks up his second.
Second team foul on EMF. Into the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Comes Austin Meyer into the contest. Also, Chase Van Winkle in off the bench for Johnson Brock. They're in to replace Jason Dollinghouse and Leighton Behrens.
Tyler Dew checks in for the Bobcats in place of Mason Vossler with the two fouls. Free throw line. Camden Dollinghouse leaves it for Kaler. Now to Pelican. Pelican looks, uses up his dribble, left side Kaler at the elbow. Back it comes, Pelican holds it, dribbles out toward midcourt, fires the pass to the left side for Meyer. Back into Kaler, and now a bullet pass underneath to Meyer. He'll get it out of there to the corner, drive it in, Camden Dollinghouse lost his balance, got tripped as he went in the paint, and the ball goes over to the Bobcats. A lob inside, it goes to Bresson. He turns off the glass. No. He ended up with a rebound. Up and good. Grady Bresson with 5, and we are tied at 9. 9-9 is our score. The other way we come now. Johnson Brock ball, 1:15 to play in the first. Inside, Camden Dollinghouse back and down. Out to Pelican, to the top to Kaler, fires the long one. Front edge, no good. Meyer with the rebound. Puts it up and good for about 5 feet. Austin Meyer puts Johnson Brock back in front, 11-9. Up the front we go with it to Brecken Schluter. He'll go far side to Tyler Dew. Schluter, high post with a pass to Bartu. And the ball is out of bounds as they try to pass it over to the far side near midcourt. Nobody home. The ball rolls out of bounds, and it belongs to Johnson Brock.
Here's Spencer Ebersbacher into the lineup. Ebersbacher checks in along with Christian Connolly now for the Bobcats.
Garrison Bowie in there for Johnson Brock. Also in the ballgame for the Eagles, Hayden Gravatt. Kaler with it. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Passes off, gets it right back. And the sophomore works the dribble off the right side now for Austin Meyer to Gravatt. 24 on the clock. They'll go inside. Kaler, the high post, and traveling. As they can't get rid of the ball, traveling, it goes back over to EMF.
Johnson Brock wanted to play for that last shot up by 2. Now, Bobcats with a chance here.
To the front court, Brecken Schluter with it. Off the right side for Conley. Conley passes it back out top. Now to Dew. Tyler Dew to Conley. Out for the lead. Up and good. Brecken Schluter with 5. And after 1, it's extra million Freeman 12. Johnson Brock 11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock's basketball. We move into second quarter action. EMF has their attention here with a 12-11 lead. Over and back's going to be the call. Johnson Brock will turn the ball right back over to the Bobcats of EMF. Opening second, 7:49 to play second quarter, 12-11. EMF leading Johnson Brock here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. With the basketball is Mikey Bartu to the near side. Tyler Dew, back up top, he comes down to Sluter. Dew for three from the corner, off, no good. Rebound Bresson in traffic. They try to tie him up. It looks like a whistle and a foul, probably on Sloan Pelican.
Wow, that Pelican's first foul of the second quarter. That's about as light a touch foul as we've seen all day, right?
After
there.
All the contact, the people knocked to the floor and what have you. All right, right wing handling the ball. This is Mikey Bartu. Up to Sluter, top of the circle, looking inside the paint. Can't get it there. Goes over to Tyler Dew with it around the horn. Bartu once again in traffic. Tried to hand the ball off there, couldn't get rid of it. Goes back to the top of the key. Back up to Tyler Dew. Comes to Bartu, now Brecken Sluter. Sluter holds it between the rings at the top of the key. Working the ball around the outside perimeter. Now they go inside under the basket. Shot is up and good by Zach Fossler. Nice job beating the ball to Bossler. And it's a three-point lead now for Exeter Milligan Trent. 14-11, your score. Johnson Brock with the ball, top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse feeds into the corner on the right side. Cason Dollinghouse. Cason finds Brody Kaler. Now comes to Sloan Pelican left side. Pelican in the paint, kicks it to the corner. Open look right side. Dollinghouse up and off. No good by Camden Dollinghouse. And the rebound to the Bobcats. EMF up by 3, 14-11. They have the basketball with 6:24 to play in the first half. On the right elbow with it, Tyler Dew. Back to the top of the circle to Sluter. He finds Dew once again, looking underneath. No pass there. Good job by Dollinghouse on the defense inside the paint. To the right side, dribbling underneath the bucket, trapped under there, was Bartu. Has to kick it into the corner on the far side. Back to the top of the key. They clear it up again to Tyler Dew. Dew with the ball left wing. Brecken Sluter. Bresson can't get a look at it. Hands to Bartu. High lob basket pass into the corner. Now again back to Grady Bresson in the paint. Bresson can't get a move to the basket. Leighton Barron is doing a good job on Bresson.
Two good things going. Good defense by the Eagles and good patience by EMF.
Yes, it is. EMF really taking their time here. Mikey Bartu to the corner. Inside ball around Bresson. Kicks it to the right side, back up top to Bartu. Bresson at the free throw line, holds the ball for a minute. Right elbow handling it, Tyler Dew can't get an open look. Boy, this is a patient offense. Again, Bresson, no chance to get to the basket. Johnson Brock, zone defense here, kind of right now. They're having a trouble solving this one. EMF not able to get a decent look. They are very patient here, though, and working this basketball. Tyler Dew takes a couple of dribbles to the top of the circle. Sluter, and now finally they throw it away. That's the old offense where you pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball until you turn it over.
Zach, this is the last year we'll see that kind of offense too, Randy.
Yeah, I know.
Shot clock next year.
Go away with that shot clock, won't it? All right, 14-11. Johnson Brock down by three. Here come the Eagles. Dollinghouse takes it into the lane for a driving layup. Nope, a whistle. And a foul on the floor is going to be called against EMF.
foul on Tyler Dew will be number one on him, number one of the second quarter on Bobcat.
Sloan Pelican inbounds it in the corner to Leighton Behrens to the top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse gets to Kaysen Dollinghouse on the right side. Kaysen backs inside the paint, flips it back up to Camden at the top of the key. Camden and Kaysen play catch with it on the right wing. Here's Kaysen for three off the iron, no. Ball is chased down in the corner and pulled down by Mikey Bartu. Bartu outlet pass to Brecken Schluter. 14-11. EMF up by three. Last time they came down, passed the ball around for about a minute and a half, and then threw it away. Tyler Dew works the offense to the left wing. And they come up with it to Vossler. Vossler. Again to Bartu. Mikey Bartu. Bresson. This is Schluter handling the ball. Inside to Bresson against Behrens. Shot is up. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Grady Bresson at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Leighton Behrens picks up his first foul of the ball game.
Grady Bresson. One out of two from the line tonight so far. Hits this one now. Two out of three. Has 6 points. Grady Bresson with six. 15-11, a four-point lead for EMF with 4:04 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and off, no good. Leighton Behrens has the rebound for Johnson Brock. Behrens gets it out to Camden Dollinghouse, and Camden comes up court with a pass to the right side to Brody Kaler. Sloan Pelican, top of the key, had an open look for a moment. Pressuring defense by EMF. Boy, they're in your pocket the minute you get the ball. Oh, a nice move by Sloan Pelican. Driving lay-in, couldn't finish. Went right between three defenders, threaded the needle, and couldn't get the ball through the hoop once he got there. In the paint, moving with the ball. That's Schluter. Falls to the floor. He'll be tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Bobcats. Back into the ball game comes Spencer Ebersbacher. Ebersbacher replaces Grady Bresson. Ebersbacher. That's a whole lot of syllables to go with Exeter Milligan friend Bobcats.
Let's call him M.
Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. There's a lob pass inside the paint. Ebersbacher doesn't want to take the shot. Leighton Behrens had him covered up defensively, and they're back passing it around the outside perimeter. Ebersbacher, top of the key to the right side. Bartu. There's a ball stolen away. Camden Dollinghouse, breakaway lay-in. Couldn't get it! They were defenders there with him. I think he saved it.
Oh, no. He got too far under the bucket before he was able to get the shot away.
Not too far underneath. Back into the game for Johnson Brock. Garrison Bowie checks in. Sloan Pelican will take a breather. Bowie back onto the floor, 6 foot junior.
Johnson Brock switched up into a man-to-man that last trip down, Randy.
15-11, your score. Johnson Brock down by four, as John mentioned, now into a man-to-man defense. Handling it is Mikey Bartu. Oh, they almost threw it away at the top of the key. Across to the left side, Brecken Schluter. Schluter lobs it inside. No place to go. Ball tipped away and stolen. With the steal, Brody Kaler. Down to Camden Dollinghouse on the left wing. Johnson Brock running their offense now to the right side it goes. Bowie clears it up top to Behrens. Now Brody Kaler backs out on the left wing. 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Lots of traffic under the basket. Bowie in the paint. Little floater up and good. Nice move by Garrison Bowie. He hit the little floater inside the lane. Back to a two-point ball game, 15-13, with 2:13 to play in this second quarter.
You are playing some great defense, sir.
Yep. Zach Vossler with the ball into the corner, trying to move inside the paint, driving layup. Ball is stripped away, and he traveled with the ball. Johnson Brock will get it back. Austin Meyer up off the bench to check in for Johnson Brock. Meyer comes in. Leighton Behrens will take a breather.
Christian Conley coming back into the game for the Bobcats now, and let's see, who else do we see?
2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. A chance to tie or take the lead this trip down for Johnson Brock. They trail by 2:15-13. Brody Kaler, pressuring man-to-man defense, comes to Austin Meyer across court. Kaysen Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse from the corner for three, got it. Camden Dollinghouse, his first bucket of the night, hits the three, and it's a 16-15 ball game. Johnson Brock up by one now with a minute and a half to go here in this first half. EMF trying to work the ball. Bartu goes all the way in. The ball goes out of bounds off of Bartu. Nice defense by Bowie. Garrison Bowie got him out of stride over here. Looks like leaving. Somebody's got to come out. All right, leaving the ball game is going to be Bartu. Brecken Schluter back onto the floor with a minute 23 to play in the first half. 16-15. Johnson Brock up by a one. Eagles basketball. Kason Dollinghouse tried to feed it underneath. Offensive foul is going to be called on Kason.
Kason picks up his second foul. Team foul number three of the second period.
Down to a minute 16 to play here now in the first half. Johnson Brock up by one, 16-15. Don't know why it upset that green and red business changing back and forth.
Now,
I get used to green being Johnson Brock, and then all of a sudden green is BMF. All right. Bobcats basketball, right side. That's Schluter on the dribble. Schluter in the paint, kicks it to the corner. Deep baseline left side. Down there too deep to do anything with it. Sloan Pelican came down and just backed Conley right down into the corner. Now with the ball is Schluter. Schluter kicks to the right wing to Bosler. Lob pass back to Bosler. Open with three for Bosler. No. Rebound Austin Meyer. Meyer to Brody Kaler. Down court in a hurry comes Kaler. Across the timeline to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Sloan Pelican with the ball. 30 seconds to play in the first half. Johnson Brock. Oh, Austin Meyer launches a long three that doesn't go. Probably not the shot they wanted to take there with 20 seconds, John. Up by one. Down court. Into forecourt to set it up. Kristen Conley. 12 seconds. Down to 10 seconds. Schluter with the ball left wing. Wants to go in for the ball away shot off the glass. No. The ball is tipped around. Sloan Pelican comes down with it. Oh, they've got time. Driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was a Bowie. Garrison Bowie with a nice feed and the assist from Sloan Pelican. A big 2 points right at the end, but the buzzer sounded. And Johnson Brock gets to the halftime intermission with a 3-point lead. 18-15, your score at the end of the second quarter. We'll step aside now for a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thank you, Randy. Three lead changes, one tie in the first half. We were tied up at nine. And as I said, the lead changed hands three times in that first half. For Extra Million Friend, Bobcats, they are led by Grady Bresson. He's got 6 points in the first half.
5 for Brecken Schluter, 3 in the first half for Mason Vossler, and 2 more for Zach Vossler. They are 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half of the ball game. For Johnson Brock, balanced out. Garrison Bowie got, I think, maybe the last 2 buckets of the first half in that last run out there as the time expired. He's got 4. Kaysen Dollinghouse has 3. Brody Kaler has 3. Camden Dollinghouse has 3. Austin Meyer with 2. And Sloan Pelican with 3 for Johnson Brock. The Eagles 1 of 1 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. Kaysen Dollinghouse with 2 fouls for Johnson Brock. Nobody else with more than 1. 2 on Mason Vossler for EMF. Nobody else in the game with more than 1 for the Bobcats.
This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're going to send it back to Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, for a couple of minutes of important sponsor information. We'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parson superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 41 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 45. Chance for isolated rain showers Saturday and Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wymore Southern High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the EMF Bobcats 18-15. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Runa Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by and see them for parts, sales, and service. Runa Implement Company also serves you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school sports on Sunny 101.3. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball to start the third quarter. They lead at 18-15. Here's John.
Thank you, Randy. The Eagles bring it in. Pelican will bring it in to Camden Hollinghouse. Excuse me. Camden up the front. On the right side to Kaysen. He'll go right back to his brother. Move the ball over to the left side to Kaler. Kaler to Behrens, and now again Kaysen Dollinghouse. Bounces off a defender, back out to Kaler with the pass. The play catch. Kaysen drives to the paint, out to Camden for three from the left side. It's up and down. Kaysen Dollinghouse, Camden with his second triple of the evening, and the lead is 6 for Johnson Brock. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. 21-15, Eagles lead. Bounce pass in, stolen away by Camden Dollinghouse. Over to Pelican on the left side of the floor. He'll throw it forward to Kaler, back to Pelican. Pelican works to the middle between the circles. Left side, Kaler again. Sophomore comes around the perimeter. Gets the ball away to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll bounce it back over to Kaler. Kaysen at the top for three. Yes, nothing but net again. He's got 6, a three-pointer, a two-pointer, and a three-point play. And Coach Ryan Arp says, can't have this. Timeout, EMF. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, it's Extra Million Friend Basketball as they bring the ball up the floor. Johnson Brock started out with a couple of threes, and they go inside. They go to Schluter, and it was Camden Dollinghouse who said, I don't think so. He went up and he blocked it from behind out of bounds. Bring the ball in. A catch is made underneath by Vosser. That's Zach Vosser. And as he tries to get the shot off, he gets fouled.
Leighton Behrens is going to be called for the personal. On Leighton, his second personal. Team foul number 1 of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
Okay, there's a foul. All right. Now, where's the foul at? Okay. And here's a three-pointer off the mark. No good by Mason Vosser. Cam Dollinghouse the rebound ahead to Kaler. Kaler leaves it back to Kaysen, out of Camden, straight out in front for three, front edge, two hops, no, rebound to Schluter. Schluter up the floor, both teams moving the ball, a little more pace here in this early third quarter.
Boy, had that one dropped, John.
Yeah.
Big momentum switch here.
The lead is 9, bar 2 with it, lob the ball inside, Gresson makes the catch, right back out. Now, Extra Million Friend has moved back into this very patient offense. Johnson Brock playing man-to-man. Out top with the ball. Holding it will be Schluter. And now a lob to the inside. Back door off the glass. That's good. Zach Vossler with his second field goal. And the lead is 7. Taylor, front court, moves with the left hand off to Pelican. Pelican moving across the court. Camden Dollinghouse drives the lane off the glass. Up and good. Camden Dollinghouse with his second hoop has 8 in the game. Inside the ball goes off the glass. Nice move, roll to the hole. Zach Vossler. It's 26-19. The lead is 7. Now the ball out of bounds. Off of the Eagles, it's going to be Bobcat basketball.
Jason Dollinghouse slapped that loose basketball over on the far sideline, knocked it out of bounds.
To the front court, Brecken Schluter. Off the left side with it. Holds it, looks. Mason Vossler, guarded by Pelican. Looking, just dribbling. John Brockner almost back to the zone, but it is man-to-man. Now they switch around a little bit, get a little more aggressive. They play off the ball quite a ways. Now Schluter with it. Top, beyond the arc. Now to the right sideline, and a little long, little alley-oop play intended down there for Mason Vossler. And the ball is batted out of bounds by Johnson Brock.
Here's Chase Van Winkle back into the ballgame. He will replace Kason Dollinghouse, who will take a breather.
Bring the ball in and right back to the inbound man. And it's shot up, no good by Schluter. But he'll go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws.
Foul is going to be on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, that's his first personal. And team foul number 2 against Johnson Brock.
Schluter with 5 points in the game at the line to shoot a pair. It's on the way up. And rattle home. He'll get another one. Into the contest, Tyler Dew, a 5'10 senior. He'll check in there for Mason Vossler. Once again, Schluter ready. Up, switch. And the lead is now down to 5. Here come the Eagles to the front. Kaler, right side. Van Winkle gives the ball off to Camden Dollinghouse, who is much more aggressive on the offensive end here in the third quarter, and he is going to be fouled as he turns the corner.
Foul on Grady Bresson. That is his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on EMF.
Bring the ball into Austin Meyer. He just checked in for Johnson Brock. Now to Van Winkle. Camden Dollinghouse, 3 balls. No good. And now Kaler with the rebound. We've got a foul on that rebound against the Bobcats, it looks like.
Foul is going to be called on Brecken Schluter. On Schluter, that's his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on EMF.
Spencer Ebersbacher back in the ballgame now in place of Bresson. Pelican to inbound. He looks. He gets it into Kaler. Right back to Pelican in the corner. Gets his man in the air. Drives around and gets it to Kaler. Left side of the floor. Pulls up. Pelican, top of the key for 3. Missed it short. Camden Dollinghouse had his foot on the line. He made a heck of a play to throw the ball around behind his back. He toed the line before he got the ball. Here come the Bobcats looking to chip away at a 5-point lead with 4:05 to go in quarter number 3 here at Wymore tonight, the Pioneer Conference semifinals. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit that listen live button for KLZA. Off the right side of the pass, Zach Vossler gives the ball to Schluter. Lob to the middle. I don't think that's where he intended it to go, but taking the pass was Zach Vossler.
Great job there. Sloan Pelican got in and tied him up, got the held ball call. Possession arrow is going to stay with EMF, but great defensive effort there by Sloan Pelican.
Inbound will be Schluter from the baseline. He'll look out top. He'll go with a pass to Ebersbacher. Come across to the near side, back to Schluter. He'll dribble right. 3s are matched up. Pelican and Schluter both wear number 3. Come off the left side. Tyler Dew. Inside it goes to the paint. Back out to Dew. Works around Van Winkle. Bounce pass down low. Triple teamed on the inside. It's going to be Ebersbacher. And he gets fouled and will go to the line.
Foul is going to be called on Austin Meyer. On Meyer, that is his first personal. And team foul number 3.
At the line, Spencer Ebersbacher, 6'3", senior, is on the way. No good. He'll get another one. back in, Mason Vossler and Grady Bresson for EMF. Cason Dollinghouse back onto the floor now for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler, Cason and Camden Dollinghouse, and Bowie in the ball game.
Free throw rattles, bangs, and falls in the hole. Everett Stocker's got his first point, and the lead is 4. Three lead changes in the first half, 1 tie. Other than that, it's been all Johnson Brock. 3 ball, left side, up and good for Camden Dollinghouse. He's got 11. He's got 3 triples in the ball game. 29-22, the lead is 7 again. Takes the ball on the left side of the floor into the person of Grady Bresson. Bresson looks around, gets it to Schluter, now swinging around the perimeter. Trying to get Mason Vossler underneath with a pass. He can't get it away. But now they'll come over here to the near left side to try it. Here's Mason Vossler again, looking, bounce pass to the paint. And that get kicked. Must have. Christian Conley back on the floor now for EMF. Conley checks in, replacing Brecken Schulter. All right, inbounding. Mason Vossler in front of his bench. Coming in with it to Tyler Dew. Over the right side to Conley. Conley overplayed by Kaler. Gets the ball away to Dew, back and in. As Johnson Brock steps up, the aggressive man-to-man defense here. Gets the ball free to the top to Vossler. To Dew, back to Vossler, and Mason will hold on to it. Looking, oh my. Fold your arm, block the man, and no whistle or foul. It's shot up from the left side corner. And Mason Vossler is pushed out of bounds. We had a lot of contact in a lot of places on that one, Randy.
Foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse. That is his first personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
When you set your pick, you cross your arms and dive into the defender coming at you now.
Yeah.
All right, True will inbound it. He'll come in, and the catch made by Mason Vossler. He tries to go inside with it. He ends up with a loose ball. And a timeout called by Exeter Milligan friend to save a possession. They're down by 7 for back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. 2 minutes and 1 second left to play in the third quarter. Here in this boys' semifinal Pioneer Conference game, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading EMF up by 7, 29-22.
All right, here come the teams back to the playing floor, ready to go. The Bobcats, Schluter to inbound from underneath his bucket. Looking, comes in to True. Tyler Dew, excuse me, not True, Dew, Tyler Dew with it. Close.
That's Jimmy Canoe and Tyler, too.
Some of the same letters in it. All right, off the right side, Conley passed the ball up. Schluter inside and knocked away by Cason Dollinghouse out of bounds. 1:45 left in the third period. Schluter comes in, gets the ball to Bresson. Bresson double team out to Schluter for 3 from the wing. Too strong. Cason Dollinghouse comes out with it. Up the floor quickly ahead to Kaler. He'll hold up on the wing and leave it back. Now to the left side, and is Cason Dollinghouse for 3? No. Rebound to Meyer, and the putback on the offensive end up and good. Austin Meyer, 6-4 here, just kind of center. Mind his own business, right where he's supposed to be. Ball falls to it. Put that off the backboard for 2. The lead is 9 again, matching the biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson Brock. 2 off the right side, Schluter. 65 seconds to go in quarter number 3. Schluter on the right side in the paint. Leaves it back now for Conley. Conley drives down, fouled on the shot.
I believe that's
going to go on Bowie. Yes, it is. Garrison Bowie picks up his first personal, team foul number 5 on Johnson Brock.
Calling the line for the first time in the ball game. It's up. It's good. Swishes that one home. Zach Vosser, the 6'3 sophomore, back in place of Eberspacher. Sitting down is Kaler, back in is Pelican for Johnson Brock. Second free throw for Conley on the way up, bounces off, and the rebound to Pelican. And the senior will give the ball away to Camden Dollinghouse. To the front he goes, off the left side with the ball there to Bowie. Bowie tried to run a little weave out top, and now in the corner to Pelican. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock on the offensive end with it. Right side, Camden Dollinghouse had the hot hand here in the third quarter. Can't connect this time. Pelican comes out, or rather Meyer with the rebound to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Three ball up, three ball down. He's got 9. Second triple and a three-point play. The lead is now 11. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court now with the basketball is Mason Vossler. Out to the top to Conley with 11-10 on the clock. High post with it. Bresson down the left side of the lane. Shoots. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Kaysen Dollinghouse fires at the length of the floor and out of bounds with a tenth of a second left. Our score at the end of three is going to be Johnson Brock, 34. Exeter Milligan Friend, 23, when we get this final 10th ran off here. EMF with the basketball. The 10th of a second, you can't do anything with it. And that's where we end, 34-23, Johnson Brock. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They lead it by 11 with 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Inbound the pass. Get it into Leighton Barons. Right back to Dollinghouse. Comes to Kaler. Boy, it's going to be a turned up a notch defense here now by the Bobcats. Kaler takes one dribble across to the left side to Gravatt. Gravatt finds Kaler. He's going to launch a long three and got it. Kaler nailed that one. That was an NBA style, John. Way outside the three-point high school arc here. 37-23. Suddenly it's a 14-point Johnson Brock lead with 7.5 minutes to go. On the left side in the corner, handling the ball is Vossler. Mason Vossler's in trouble, picked up his dribble, feeds it inside the paint. Ball away, jump shot in the lane, up and good. Put in by Zach Vossler. Vossler now with 8 points, cuts the lead back to 12, 37-25. Here's Kaler again across the timeline. They've got him trapped. Gets the ball over to Hayden Gravatt, feeds underneath the Sloan Pelican under the basket. Pelican in the corner. He's let it go. It's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Brecken Schluter. Back into the ballgame now after a breather is Camden Dollinghouse. He'll be in for Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt gives them a couple of good minutes when they need them here. The kids get a chance to get a breather. All right. Camden Dollinghouse down court to the right side. Feeds it over to Sloan Pelican. Pelican comes up to Kaler. Here's Dollinghouse driving in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Camden Dollinghouse at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots.
Foul on Mikey Bartu is his first foul of quarter number 4.
Camden Dollinghouse so far 11 points in the ball game on 3 threes and a deuce. This free throw is up and rolls off and won't go. Got another attempt coming.
Into the ballgame now comes Chase Paulson. I think that's Paulson's first appearance in the game tonight. I don't remember seeing him in before. 6'3 junior. Second free throw is up, and this one does rattle home for Camden Dollinghouse. So he gets one out of two. Dollinghouse now with 12 points in the ballgame. 38-25. The lead is 13. 6:43 to go in the contest. Mason Bossler backs it out of the corner. Comes up to Chase Paulson, top of the key. Back to Mason Bossler. He's guarded by Sloan Pelican. Decides to retreat a bit and give it over to Brecken Schluter. Lob pass to Schluter. Kaler's there with him. Whistle and a foul going to be called on Kaler.
Sure, it looked like pass interference. Kaler picks up his second foul of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on the Eagles.
All right. They lob the pass into the top of the circle to Mason Bossler. He puts a little head and shoulders move, lost the ball, and it's picked up by Camden Dollinghouse. Down court to Sloan Pelican. Pelican just slows it down and backs things back up to Camden. Across court pass, Kaysen Dollinghouse. This is Kaler with the ball, rather. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen with the pink shoes. To the left side, dribbling all the way in, driving, laying up, won't go down. Put up by Kaler, long down court pass the other direction. Mason Bossler, he's guarded by Pelican. Sloan Pelican did a good job of getting back on defense to stop the fast break there. Now a dribbling, driving into the lane, shot is loose. Leighton Barons comes up with the loose basketball and the rebound. Down court all the way, driving in goes Dollinghouse. Got the basket? No, they're going to say the foul came on the floor before the shot.
Foul on Mason Vossler, his third. Coach Brian Arp said, how about a foul down here at this end when my man got touched?
Tyler Dew, Christian Conley back on the floor now, trying to get some fresh legs out there for EMF. Down by 13, 5:42 to go. Inbound pass, oh, foot wouldn't go for Leighton Barons. And then he was frustrated going after the rebound and got called for the foul.
Well, on Leighton, that's going to be number three. Team foul number two of the quarter. I think if I were Pelican, I would just drive the hole every time and see if anybody dares to stand in there and take the charge.
He can hurt somebody.
Get out of the way.
At the top of the circle, Chase Paulson. Across court pass is going to get away. Oh, safe going out of bounds. Here comes Pelican, driving layup. Follow shot. Kaler is there. Pelican couldn't get it down, but Brody Kaler with the follow shot and the putback makes it 40-25. Biggest lead of the ball game yet for Johnson Brock. 5:19 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5 minutes, 19 seconds left to go here in quarter number four at Wymore tonight in the Pioneer Conference semifinal. Our boys game, the winner moves on to the championship, and they'll be taking on the Tri-County Trojans Saturday night at 7:30 the schedule time. Coming up at the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City and Johnson. The Eagles have a 15-point advantage as they have jumped out here in this fourth quarter now.
All right, the basketball belongs to EMF. Inbounding it for the Bobcats. They toss it into Christian Conley. Conley to the far side, back to the top of the key. Tyler Dew dribbling in toward the driving layup. Oh, nice job moving to the basket with Brecken Schluter. Johnson Brock was there to bat it down. I think Brody Kaler swatted that ball out of bounds. Now off the bench checking in is Draven Payne, another first-time player in the ball game. This is Payne's first appearance, 5'11 senior. Brian Arp bringing some kids in that have... Oh, there it is, off the back of the defender. Shot is up and good. Brecken Schluter played it off the back of one of the defenders, then laid it up, put it in, and drew the foul.
Well, that's a pretty good play. Leighton Barron's called for the foul. He was not the one that threw it off of.
Schluter misses the shot. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse has the rebound, and the lead is 13 points with 5 minutes to go in the contest. Brody Kaler to the near side to Camden Dollinghouse. Pressuring man-to-man defense now by EMF. Kaysen Dollinghouse running the weave at the top of the key. Kaysen reverses, goes down deep into the corner on the baseline, driving layup. It was blocked away, but a whistle and a foul. Kaysen Dollinghouse might have taken a shot below the belt there. I'm not sure he's going to come back to the free throw line. Who's the foul on?
Foul will go on Christian Conley, his first, third foul of the quarter on the Bobcats.
Kaysen Dollinghouse shooting two. First one is up and rims off. Couldn't get it down. They'll have another shot coming here. Not a lot of free throws for Johnson Brock in this ball game. They were 1 of 1 in the first half. Right now they're 1 of 3 in the second half. This shot is up, makes that 1 of 4. Rebound down to Camden Dollinghouse. Across to Kaysen. Kaysen holds the ball near midcourt. Now dribbles past the defender, backs it out. This is Kaler with the ball. Brody Kaler, a little spin move. 5 second call. Brody didn't get rid of it in time. Called for five. And with 4:33 to go, the Bobcats have a chance to chip away a little more at this 13-point Johnson Brock lead. Inbound the pass into backcourt to Christian Conley. Conley, left side. Bossler, down to Sluter in the traffic. Pressing with it. Tied up by, wait a minute, Sloan Pelican had him tied up. What do we got here?
Yeah, it was a foul on Austin Murray. He reached, I don't know, around or over the top, one of the two. Got called for his second foul, team foul number 4 of the quarter.
There's the inbound pass, top of the circle. On the dribble on the right wing, that's Conley. Conley gives it up to Brecken Schluter. Across to the right wing. Preston can't get inside with it. Has to flip it back between the rings. Meanwhile, the clock is winding down. There are 4 minutes to go. Here's a three from the left side that's up and off. No good. There for the rebound is Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse worked with one-on-one. Down court, there's a collision, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Christian Conley.
Conley's second, team foul number 4 in the fourth period.
One more, and Johnson Brock's going to be shooting some free throws here. Carter Milton into the lineup. This is an interesting substitution pattern here by Brian Arp. In the late stages, he's got players on the floor that haven't played for the whole game. Carter Milton, 6'1 junior in. Kaysen Dollinghouse up to brother Camden Dollinghouse, twin brothers, sons of Coach Lucas. And on the left wing, it comes again to Sloan Pelican. Pelican feeds up to Austin Meyer.
I thought he was going to shoot that.
I did too. Kaysen Dollinghouse looks to Brody Kaler. Kaler almost lost the handle on the ball. Across court, Camden Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock running some clock now, down to 3.5 minutes. There's another collision and a blocking foul. As Dollinghouse started to the right, he collided with Christian Conley, and that should put us to the free throw line. I believe that's the 15th foul.
Yes. You are correct, sir.
So at the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse over the objections of some of the EMF fans seated near us. Shooting two, the first one is up and good. So he's now made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. I think that's 13 points as I have added up now for Camden Dollinghouse. Second shot is up and good also. He's made 3 in a row now and got 14 points. 3:25 to go in the ball game. The lead is back to 15 at 42-27. Fall away, shot in the lane, up and off, no good. Brody Kaler with the rebound. Kaler will bring the ball up court, works to the left side to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden backs it out near the midcourt circle. Now Austin Meyer gets the ball to the right side again to Kaler. Kaler tried to do a little pirouette spin move here on the right side. Didn't work out, so he passed the ball back up to Kaysen Dollinghouse. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 3:01 to play in the ballgame. 42-27, Johnson Brock with a 15-point lead. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, John Nixon, back with you here at Wymore Southern High School. Rare occasion John and I get to set up side by side here. Basketball season. Down court pass, Camden Dollinghouse off the glass up. Got it. Boy, that was a nice inbound pass finding Camden. I think that's 16 for him now. That's what I've got. 44-27, a 17-point lead. Johnson Brock starting to put this one away now. Down to 2:45 to go in the ballgame. Up by 17 are the Eagles. Driving to the baseline all the way in traffic. Shot is up, won't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Austin Meyer.
Austin's got three, and both teams in the bonus the rest of this ballgame.
Bracken Schluter at the free throw line to shoot two. He's made two out of three so far tonight. This shot is on the way up. It's good. And they're now 3 of 4.
Puts him in double figures for the night at 10 points. Harrison Bowie into the game now for Austin Meyer for the Eagles.
Second shot coming up for Brecken Schluter. Shot is on the way up, and it's good. I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners, John, in the Exeter, Milligan, Friend School Districts. Bobcat fans, we provided our web address to the folks out there at the schools. They distributed that around to all of their fans. So we want to thank you for listening tonight to our live coverage of this Pioneer Conference tournament. The game perhaps not going as you had hoped here with the Bobcats down by 15. But nevertheless, we appreciate you finding us on the web at mscsports.net. And we do appreciate you joining us for this broadcast. John, let's talk a little bit now again about what we've got coming up Saturday for our fans. We'll have the boys. Third place consolation game at 4:30, girls championship at 6, and if this goes as it appears it's going to, the boys championship will be at 7:30. So we'll have three big games coming your way here on Sunny 101.3, all three of them, and John and yours truly will be here to present those ball games from Wymore Southern High School. I want to say thanks to Jeff Murphy, the AD here, the activities director at Wymore Southern, for the fine hospitality, the hospitality room, the sandwiches, the table they set up right at midcourt for us behind the scores table. Really appreciate the treatment from Jeff Murphy and his friends here at Southern. All right, Johnson Brock gets the inbound pass into forecourt. There's a ball is tipped away out of bounds. Cason Dollinghouse had it knocked out of his hand, apparently, by Brecken Schluter. It's going to stay with Johnson Brock. 2:33 to go. Pelican inbounds it to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden working hard to get the ball up court. Takes it to the left side. Gives it out to Cason Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock with his lead. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. This is the officials are going to have to be careful here.
Getting wild now.
Yeah, big collision. Greedy Bresson just pretty much laid Dollinghouse out on the sideline over there. Camden Dollinghouse is all right. He jumps up, being a sport about it. He's going to go to the line and shoot two here. First shot for Camden Dollinghouse is up and good. We'll have another one coming. He's made four free throws in a row after missing his first one. What's the matter? Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, they're up by 16. Camden Dollinghouse, second free throw is up and good. Oh, there, John.
There you go.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
All right, let's pick up these subs getting in here. Hayden Gravatt on the floor. Also back in is Chase Van Winkle on the floor. Austin Meyer out there, along with Brody Kamer. And Leighton Barron is still on the floor. All the way driving inside the paint. Fall away shot, Schluter up and off, no good. Fall away back shot, put up the...
Bresson
got that one. Grady Bresson with the put back. Now we're going to have a timeout to get some more subs on the... Four, I think. We're going to have a timeout taken. 2:08 to go in the game, 46-31. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at four locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humble, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes and 8 seconds left to play in this boys' semifinal conference game here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. The Johnson-Brock Eagles leading the EMF Bobcats 46-31. Johnson-Brock with a 15-point advantage. On the floor now,
Garrison Bowie checked in. The rest are starters for Johnson-Brock.
Okay, yeah, Dollinghouse, Taylor, Pelican, and Bowie on the floor. Here's the inbound pass against full court pressure. Dollinghouse down court, pass stolen away by Bresson. Bresson goes to the right side to Bossler. Mason Bossler driving lay-in up, couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And Mason Bossler is going to be at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Johnson-Brock.
Camden Dollinghouse gets number two. He's got, oh my goodness, 18 points now to lead the way for all scorers in the ballgame tonight.
Mason Bossler at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. These Bobcats don't want to go away, John. I mean, they're still trying. Still 2 minutes to go here. It's a 14-point ball game. Mason Bossler ready for his second free throw. It's up. It's off. Doesn't go. And Kason Dollinghouse comes down with the rebound to Camden. Ooh, Camden got hammered there. No whistle. Camden gets the ball back. Starts down another big collision. No whistle. They're letting them play this thing out, aren't they? Kaler with the ball up to Kason Dollinghouse. Let's get out of this last 2 minutes with no injuries. Camden Dollinghouse under the basket. Goes to the corner to Sloan Pelican. You notice they don't go after Sloan Pelican quite as hard. Driving lay-in, Kaler couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul, and we'll have Brody Kaler at the line. Going after Pelican like that would be like chasing after a fire plug, I think, down there.
They might just have to dribble at you later.
Yeah, it's not going to end well. Brody Kaler at the line to shoot two shots. Brody so far has 8 points. He can get himself into double figures if he can make a pair here. First one is up and good. Kaler now with 9. Again, as always, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. A complete rundown of the individual numbers. We'll share with you what your favorite player did in terms of points. That'll all be coming up immediately after the ball game with the postgame show. Second shot is up and good also, and now Brody Kaler's in double figures has 10 points in the basketball game, and it's a 16-point Johnson-Brock lead, 48-32, 90 seconds left to go in the ball game. Driving layup, shot is up, no, tipped away. And trying to go back with a follow-up shot, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kason Dollinghouse.
Kason's got 3 now, and the free throw line will go Brecken Schluter.
Schluter's made 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight, has 11 points in the ballgame. The first of two is up and good. 12 points now for Brecken Schluter. He's a 6'1 senior. He'll be back at the line for his second shot now. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up. It's off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Dollinghouse. That'd be Kason Dollinghouse. Down to Brody Kaler. Kaler feeds to Pelican. Pelican will get called for the travel. Well, he got tied up as he was catching the basketball, and Sloan couldn't get the dribble down in time. Off the bench comes Leighton Behrens back into the lineup. Behrens will replace Garrison Bowie. Bowie comes back to the bench for Johnson-Brock. Also into the game now, Carter Milton back onto the floor in place of Zach Bossler. Down to 1:12 to go, 48-33. A game that was much closer than maybe this final score is going to indicate. Well, there's a long three that's up and good. Brecken Schluter hits the three. Suddenly it's a 12-point ball game, 56 seconds to go. Yet another steal, but Leighton Behrens gets the wall back, and then he'll get fouled. Behrens went after the loose basketball, came up with it. Foul's going to be on Mason Bossler, I think, John.
His fourth.
At the free throw line is going to be Leighton Behrens. Leighton has a score tonight, despite playing quite a bit, so here's his chance to get in the scorebook, John.
Not his job.
There, Behrens' free throw is up and couldn't get it. He does a great job on the boards. Pulls down some rebounds.
Defense.
Assists. He hands the ball off to his teammates.
He had 18 one night earlier this season.
Leighton Behrens, hard worker under there. Second free throw is up. This one is short also. Off the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Grady Bresson. Bresson takes it to the right side. Here's a shot for shot, and good. That one put in by Kristen Conley. Conley got it to fall, and there's 43 seconds to go. A whistle and a foul. We're going to walk to the other end.
That one's going to go, I believe, on Mason Vosser, and if it is, that's his fifth.
He's done.
He'll foul out of the ballgame. So, stepping up to the free throw line at the other end is Camden Dollinghouse. 43 seconds to play. The lead is down to 10 now. Just a moment ago, it was up, what, 17 points, I think?
Camden, 17, biggest 50. We had tonight.
Camden Dollinghouse, first free throw is up and good.
Gives him 19.
Dollinghouse, the free throw machine here. Second shot is on the way up. It's good also. What's he strung in a row? Eight now? Seven in a row? Seven or eight? 50-38. 12-point lead, 35 seconds to play. On the left side, they feed it inside the paint. The shot is up, won't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be on Leighton Behrens. And to the free throw line, Zach Vosler. Vosler's not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 8 points.
Leighton's done.
A pair here. Behrens fouls out of the ball game with his fifth personal. So at the free throw line, now that's Mason Vosler, right? No.
Zach Vosler.
Free throw is up, and he got it. Zach Vosler got that one down. He now has 9 points. This one could put him in double figures. With 31 seconds to play, free throw is up, and no, won't go. Rebound comes down to Dollinghouse. Great job there. Camden Dollinghouse found himself in trouble on the sideline, threw the ball off the defender's foot, Kristen Conley, and maintained possession for Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse, that's just a nice athletic move there, John.
Yes, it was.
Into forecourt, it goes to Brody Kaler, beats to Kaysen, over to Camden, 15 seconds, all the way in, dribbling toward the bucket, he won't go with it. They can just dribble this thing out if the Bobcats will let him here. 8 seconds to go, Brody Kaler, now they'll let him dribble it out. Your final tonight is going to be Johnson Brock, 50, and EMF, the Bobcats, 39. Johnson Brock will advance to the championship in the Boys Pioneer Conference Tournament. 50-39, your final. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wymore, our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by, see Jay Kratosh, Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. All right, let's take a look at the numbers. Johnson Brock with the win, 50-39, the final score.
Individual numbers for the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. They were led tonight by Brecken Schluter. He finished with 15 points in the ballgame, the only Bobcat in double figures. Zach Bossler ended up with 9. Adding 8 was Grady Bresson. 3 points tonight for Mason Bossler, 3 points for Christian Connolly, and Spencer Ebersbacher had 1 for their total of 39. From the free throw line, they shot 11 of 19 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they had 2 players in double figures tonight. Camden Dollinghouse led the way with 20 points. Brody Kaler had 10. Right behind was Kason Dollinghouse, adding 9. 4 points for Garrison Bowie, 4 points for Austin Meyer, and Sloan Pelican had 3 for Johnson Brock's total of 50. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock hit 10 out of 15 compared to 11 of 19 for Exeter Milling. The score by quarters, Exeter Milligan led after one quarter, 12 to 11. At halftime, Johnson Brock held a 3-point advantage, 18-15. It was 34-23 after three quarters. Johnson Brock was up by 11, and then they went on to the 11-point win by the final score of 50 to 39. With the win, Johnson Brock improves their record on the season now to 18-0 undefeated. Exeter Milligan falls to 11-7 on the season. Now, what do these results do? That means that Johnson Brock moves into the boys' championship game. They will face Tri-County. That game's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off Saturday night here at Southern. John and I will be on hand. We'll have live coverage of that one for you here on Sunny 101.3. We'll also have the girls' championship game just before that at 6 o'clock. That'll feature Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. And we'll have the boys' third-place consolation game, Pawnee City and EMF. That's a 4:30 tip-off. So basketball beginning at 4:30 Saturday afternoon and continuing into the night, boys third place, girls championship, and boys championship. And you'll hear it all live right here on Sunny 101.3. John, your final thoughts on this one?
Interesting basketball. I think things kind of went the way we expected. Pawnee City gave a good hard fight, couldn't get the win over Tri-County, but we'll see what happens. They're having come back playing pretty well here late in the season, and it'll be Johns Brock Tri-County. Last year, that was one of the best games I saw all year. Of course, was out of Tri-County in that Pioneer Conference Championship. Came down to the wire. That was a great game last year. I'm sure Tri-County looking for a little revenge on their mind.
All right. Well, that's just about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball. For Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this boys' game. It was the Johnson Brock Eagles 50, Exeter Milligan Friend 39. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those sledding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding!
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.